This podcast is sponsored by the Phoenix Festival Siren Sister, the number one free festival in the Cotswolds on the 26th and 27th of August. For more information, go to www.phoenix-festival.co.uk. And this podcast is also sponsored by Planet All Stars, Siren Sisters' brand new comic, toy and collectible shop. For more information, visit www.planetallstars.co.uk.
Ahoy, hoy, Pancasters, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And welcome to episode 43 of That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.
It's your weekly digest of all the Star Wars news that you need to know.
Absolutely. 43, nearly as old as me.
43, nearly.
Yeah, nearly.
Nearly. Wow. So, I'm going to take the reins this week,
Well, no, I'll be honest. Let's be honest, right?
Yeah, be honest.
As you will know from previous episodes, I try and avoid spoilers. Now, the EW stories that have come out looked as if there was plot spoilers in there.
Well, they're not necessarily plot spoilers, are they? Because EW aren't going to
print things that are actually spoilers. I try and avoid things, because when I go in and see a movie, unlike Pav, I don't want to know a goddamn thing about it. So what I've seen in the trailers is usually it. I don't tend to read articles on a movie until they're out. So things like that. So I'm a bit of a stickler for that. I like to go in a virgin.
You like to go in a virgin.
Go in as a virgin.
Ah, right. That's better. To go in as a virgin is completely different as to go in
Okay, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Don't change these things.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cherry pick courtesy of screenrant.com.
Okay.
Because they've done a few pages of a few of the bits and pieces. And we'll just cherry pick a few of the bits and pieces and talk about said things. So one of the things, now obviously EW did, going back a couple of months, they did like the whole shoot of The Last Jedi, and there was a lot of new photos.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they followed it up with a new story. I haven't actually seen the bits that's on the internet, obviously. So one of the things is Luke initially rejects Rey. Now, Daisy Ridley has said that when they first meet, that it's one of those things of, like, don't meet your heroes.
Right.
So she's actually said it is difficult when you meet your heroes because it might not be what you expect. So it does sound a little bit like it's going to be grumpy Luke.
Well, and you can imagine him saying, no, not interested, that sort of thing, isn't it? So I would assume that's a given, that one.
So Ridley's words coming across as he's a grumpy guy on an island who doesn't want me here. That's what he's saying about Rey.
Sounds about right.
But obviously, you can imagine that there is going to be a Luke Yoda kind of relationship there. That's what you would assume.
Yeah.
In regards to the fact that I think when everyone said that, you know, the last line of that trailer is, you know, it's time for the Jedi to end. I think can be taken out of context
because
yeah, I think it's Luke being Victor Meldrew, and you know, I just want him to end.
Yeah, the end.
Go away, just like that. Yeah, I just want him to end. So there's that. Right, Luke thought Kylo Ren was the chosen one. So I think there's a lot of guilt with Luke in the fact that he must have bet everything down on Ben Solo being the chosen one, and then obviously
him going to the dark
side with whatever has happened, with the fact that he's, because the other thing is, it's only Han Solo that has said that whoever it was that Luke was training, sort of betrayed him and then went to the dark side. Mm. If you remember in A New Hope, when Luke asked Ben Kenobi, how did my father die? He was very liberal. Well, he didn't tell the truth as such.
No, right.
You know, he said, well, you know, a young Jedi called Darth Vader betrayed and murdered your father. That wasn't what happened. So just because Han Solo said that, it doesn't mean that that's what actually happened. No. So it's another one of those things where it's from a certain point of view. You like that?
Yeah, that's very good, actually.
So what do you think to that? Or do you care?
No, it's interesting. I don't know. I really don't know what to think of that at the moment.
I mean, could that be why Kylo Ren is so conflicted? Because he's maybe got a bit of a chip on his shoulder that he thought he was... He's being told that he was the chosen one.
And is he?
And is he? Because it's obvious that the light is trying to drag him back.
It's going to make for the conflict, isn't it? Especially maybe with Rey. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So maybe Rey could be the chosen one and Luke sees that.
But then how many more times is it going to be where I'm the chosen one and so is my wife.
Yeah, it could be, couldn't it? I don't know.
Or every time Luke sees a Jedi, that's a chosen one.
Imagine that.
No, that's a chosen one.
Going back to wherever they're going. There he is. Yeah. No. No, that's him.
That's the chosen one.
You're a bloody loon.
Yeah. Rey's parents will be revealed, but it's not important.
Now, this is interesting. This is interesting. Because there's been so much made of who is Rey's parents, hasn't there? Loads of people have said, oh, it's Luke, it's this, it's that, it's this, and then it's not important. Does that mean her parents are nothing?
Possibly.
It would work.
We've said it before. How many times when we study these trailers and we say, Rogue One, when that hooded figure was kneeling in front of what we thought might have been a Bacta tank. Yeah. Oh my God, is that the Emperor? Why would the Emperor be kneeling down? In the end, he was a nobody character.
Yeah, not a...
He wasn't anybody that went, oh my God, it's him.
Just delivering a letter. It was just almost like
Vader's butler. Yeah, that's what he was.
You rang, my lord.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got to be careful that you don't look too much into it. And it was quite natural that everybody is going to start saying, well, Rey has to be Luke's or... Mm. Layers,
but like we said, it makes the universe very small if they keep linking everybody to everybody, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does make it very small. They need to open it up.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean. Would it annoy you if you found out Rey's parents really are a nobody, and she's just?
I don't think so, because I think everybody wants it to be that. I mean, everybody wants Luke to be kick-ass in this. Everyone wants Luke.
That's all I want, is it?
And what happens if he's not? What happens if he is just a grumpy old git that has let his Jedi powers... But it's like we said, I don't know if we said it last week or I've said it before, that there has to be something about Luke, because why would the First Order be so worried about him so committed to trying to find him?
My only thing is he's so powerful. Like you said, we just got to see something. If we don't, I think, and I genuinely think, we're all going to be a bit disappointed. And I don't think we'll see it until the last act of the movie.
Possibly.
I really don't. I think it's going to be that big thing at the end.
I'm not sure. No, I think it might be...
He'll go off.
We'll see something in the next trailer that I think is going to be that. It's going to be like that Chewie, we're home moment.
I think it'll just be him lighting his lightsaber.
That's all I want. That's all I've wanted from the very first Force Awakens trailer. But, you know, when you talked
about, I mean, I've been thinking about that a lot. How cool would that be is if he just brings down a Star Destroyer or something like that. That's then showing why they're scared of Luke.
The trouble then with that now, after, I mean, I still haven't seen the official release, but seeing the bootleg versions of the Avengers trailer, where you see Thanos bringing down a planet.
Yeah, the people who say.
You sort of think, oh, you just wanted Luke, if only they'd put something like that in one of the trailers, because people now sort of say, oh, that's a bit like Thanos.
Yeah.
But, you know. Another one was how Chewbacca's coping with Han's death. One of the criticisms of The Force Awakens was basically the way that obviously Han dies and Chewie's feelings weren't really...
Didn't have time, did he?
Well, no, but I think it was the thing that when Chewie and that came back to, and they met with Leia just walked straight past Chewie and like Hannah's just died and she went and gave Rey a cuddle. Mm. Whereas you would have thought she would have maybe comforted Chewie because Chewie has just lost his best friend. So they are talking about that the film will see him more angry than depressed. And I think there's nothing better than
an angry Wookiee.
An angry Wookiee, especially when you want him to go and rip the arms and legs off of some stormtroopers or something like that.
Just beat them up, yeah.
Now, have you seen these porgs?
Yeah, these weird bird creatures. Yeah,
you can see that these are going to be maybe the toy of the Christmas.
Yeah.
You get, everyone's going to get a plush porg. Well, there's a lovely picture on screenrant.com of Chewie with a porg in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. So I'm not quite sure whether they go off on a little adventure themselves or not. I don't know. These porgs
are supposed to be quite dangerous as well, aren't they?
Are they? I haven't really seen much of it. I've just seen the picture. I mean, they look very cute. They are very cute. And they're the actual inhabitants of Acto, one of the...
Bless you. Say.
Thank you very much. Let's go down. The cave paintings will reveal the Jedi history.
This is interesting.
Basically, they're saying that where you see in the trailer the beam of light shining on the books, that's where you'll see a lot of cave paintings, and possibly the Journal of the Wills is there, which is one of the original things from the George Lucas. The very, very start of it. It was originally called Luke Star Killer and the Journal of the Wills, I think, wasn't it? I think
right,
it
was originally, something like that, yeah.
That's what the original story was called.
Star Killer.
Yeah.
That's going back some, isn't it?
That is. And they, of course, used it for Force Awakens.
They did.
Didn't they? The Jedi Cave, seen in the teaser trailer, will have wall paintings that take us further back into the Order's history than the most far-reaching Star Wars stories. So that's quite interesting there. Now, one of the characters that we haven't spoken much about is Rose.
Yes.
Now, she's a... from what I can make out from other bits and pieces that I've read, that she's just like a mechanic.
Part of the Resistance.
Part of the Resistance. And she thinks that Finn and Poe are heroes. And like she like idolises them. And
oh,
she's
quite a good
She's a bit sort of starstruck with them. One of the ones is Finn becomes a hero but wants out of the Resistance, so he... When he was at Maz's castle, he wanted to go out to the Outer Rim and just get away from everything. I think by the sounds of it that he still wants to do that.
You can understand that. He had his back scratched.
Yeah, yeah, quite...
extensively.
Yeah. Finn's past and family are important, so I mean, maybe that...
So maybe he's the Jedi.
Well, I mean...
So Rey brings out the lightsaber and Finn just goes...
Yeah, and then Luke comes running up going, he's the chosen one!
It's him!
It's him! It's him this time. Definitely him this time. I was wrong the last seven times, but it's him. I got a feeling.
Oh, move aside, it's there.
It's that porg over there, look. Look at that porg. He's the chosen one.
Luke,
like,
Luke the loon.
So Finn and Poe are Rose's heroes. Now, the DJ, which is the character that Benicio del Toro is playing. Now, a lot of people have said, is it Ezra from Rebels? I mean, obviously, he's down as DJ, but they've done that before with Khan and in Star Trek and stuff like that. But he's basically, by the sounds of it, when they talked about his character, that he is a like a hacker. But he will... He hasn't got any sides. He's ambiguous. Right. So he'll go for whichever... A bit like Boba Fett, he'll go for whichever side is going to pay the most. There is a little bit there with the Lucasfilm logline on the character says, DJ is an enigmatic figure whose tattered, threadbare clothes and lackadaisical attitude conceal a sharp mind and expert skills.
Ah.
So there you go. DJ's brought into Rose and Finn's mission as a hacker, so I just mentioned that. And one of the pictures from the trailer was... of Rose and Finn with what looks like Imperial First Order
outfits, costumes or uniforms.
Yeah, Finn is in the crate battle. So one of the most striking scenes, I think, in the trailer
was the ships dusted with that red dust.
So apparently Finn is part of that battle. Let's have a look. What else have we got? Let's go. So that Han's legacy looms over Rey and Kylo.
Well, that's understandable.
Because
they can't... It's going to be very Han-centric, I mean, in the whole movie, isn't it? Because of what happened. It's not going to be just brushed away. It's going to be referenced quite a lot.
It says here, in his EWN interview, Johnson made sure to correct himself when using the G word, which I'm not sure what that is, lest anybody expect Harrison Ford to return as a blue apparition. Now that would be a twist. Now I can't see any reason why how he would.
How can he be a Force ghost?
He's not.
No, he's not a Jedi.
He's not a Jedi. And if that was the case, he would have disappeared instead of just having the other. Did you see the other theory is that Han Solo actually ignited the lightsaber that killed him?
No.
Yeah. What they're saying is when they were both holding the lightsaber, and Kylo Ren says to him, he said, "I know what I have to do, but I don't think I've got the strength to do it. Will you help me?" And he says, "Yes." So what he's doing is he knows that Kylo Ren is going to be going to the dark side. So he knows that he has to sacrifice himself to let his son go. Mm. So he actually is the one that lights the lightsaber that kills him. So committing suicide, basically. I don't quite know whether that, you know, it sort of takes it a little bit, makes Kylo Ren a bit of a pussy that he didn't actually go ahead and do it.
No, but, I don't think. It's a lot of conspiracy.
Yeah,
it?
Phasma and Finn fight. Well, good. To be
hopefully Phasma does something a bit more.
Phasma does something. I mean, that's what we want.
And then
Snoke's Praetorian Guard officially revealed, which
it looks quite cool. It looks like a knight.
It looks like a cross between like a knight and samurai.
Mm.
Knight, but samurais knights, or were they just called samurais?
Samurai, yeah.
More Snoke and the practical CGI confusion cleared up from ScreenRant.com.
So he's staying as CGI motion capture. So Andy Serkis is playing him.
Yeah.
Apparently he's not going to be the hologram. You're going to actually see him.
Yeah. Well, you've seen the pictures. Have you seen the pictures of him yet? Yeah. With his skin.
That's right.
Yeah, and he looks scary.
Creepy.
He looks very scary. That's sort of about it. So thank you very much, ScreenRant.com. That's what I must admit.
There's a lot on there.
ScreenRant.com is where I go first thing every morning. Yeah, that's what it's. I have three or four different websites that I check for my movie news.
Mine's the Star Wars movie news site, you know.
Star Wars, news. What, the actual Star Wars News Net? Or, yeah.
That's the one I
get. Yeah, they're always good.
You have to strike through a lot of stuff on there because they talk about old stuff, books, and different podcasts that talk about all sorts of things in this universe, and obviously we're here for the movies.
Indeed. Talking of Snoke, I have to show you, I got this with my birthday money this week. This is my, you'll see it there you go, my Supreme Leader Snoke pop figure, which glows in the dark apparently, but I haven't checked to see whether that works.
Oh, we'll have a look in a minute.
But that's a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive that I got from our local comic book shop.
Yes.
So,
brilliant.
So we'll that's that. Although I need to try and find somewhere to put it now because I haven't got any space for any more pop figures.
No.
But we'll there you go.
Build another shed.
So thank you very much to Planet All Stars for that. As you'll hear on the podcast, you'll hear them. They're sponsoring our podcast this month.
Absolutely. So what do you think about what's coming up on The Last Jedi? What do you think about EW's coverage on all of this? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you think you have other conspiracies of what might happen in The Last Jedi? Do please comment below. And when you do comment below, remember to click the like button.
That's right. And also come and subscribe to our channel where you'll see all of the other episodes, all 42 other episodes that we've done of That's No Moon. And you can also find out all of our other shows that we do. Let's put Snoke back down there. Including our trailer reactions and all of our other bits and pieces that we do. And if you do subscribe, also hit the little bell icon where you get notified every time we release a new video.
Bing, bing.
So that's it. Episode 43, done and dusted.
Boom. So thank you very much.
Boom. Thank you very much.
And we'll see you all again next week for number 44.
Yeah. He's the chosen one.
No, it's him. It's him.
It's a pog.
It's them. This podcast is sponsored by the Phoenix Festival Siren Sister, the number one free festival in the Cotswolds on the 26th and 27th of August. For more information, go to www.phoenix-festival.co.uk. And this podcast is also sponsored by Planet All Stars, Siren Sister's brand new comic, toy and collectible shop. For more information, visit www.planetallstars.co.uk.